Patrick Forsquare here with Anaya Boyer from Kennesaw State Volleyball. Taking back the last weekend, you're able to get those two conference wins to win the tournament and qualify for NCAAs. What did the team do well? And taking back to last year as well, when you didn't make it and were able to make improvements this year, what did you think you saw overall?
I think no matter how the game was going throughout the weekend, we just kept playing Kennesaw style of volleyball. And I think when we play Kennesaw style of volleyball, it's very hard for teams to compete with us. And I think start with our pass, Pat and Maddie and Carly just putting a good ball in, like you said, for being able to spread it around to the hitters.
Yeah, and a little different from last year as far as, was it just more experience? Do you feel that you just had a better team this year? What do you think the 2017 edition of the Owls was able to accomplish this goal?
Right, I think it is experience. I think it's maturity. We've been there, so we know kind of what that means brings. So it's not the overwhelming feeling of the game and that moment of like, if we lose, we're done. And I think that really helped us this year.
You were able to receive some honors as well as a team, some all conference, and Keith was coach of the year. Just talk about receiving those postseason honors as a unit.
I think it shows just like how hard the team works day in and day out, and it's nice to be recognized for it. But with or without it, I think it's important that we just come in day after day and keep getting better.
I'll start with just with Liesl. Not only did you win most majority of your matches against Georgia teams, you're the only Georgia team representing the state at the NCAA tournament. Just talk about representing the state and being able to establish yourself as a top team.
Yeah, I think it's pretty awesome. I think it kind of shows that we're here to compete regardless of the number of students that we have or what our football team's doing, even though they are doing well. So I think that's pretty awesome that we're the team that was chosen.
Yeah, and you on a personal level, you're a Georgia native. You've played high school here. And what does that mean, just being a Georgia resident, playing for a Georgia team, and now you're in the NCAAs?
I think it's cool. It's cool to kind of help grow something and start something and just develop a program and start from, you know, not making even the conference tournament to making it on the national scale. And I think it just says a lot about the growth of not only volleyball at Kennesaw, but volleyball in Georgia.
Yeah, and then you even at Douglas County, seems like it's a underrepresented county,
yeah.
But some talent is starting to produce. Talk about you and your sister, and obviously the Kennesaw State football team, you have some guys from Douglasville that are performing at an all-conference level.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the area? Do you think you're starting to see some more talent come from Lithia and Alexander, Chapel Hill, and
yeah.
Programs like that?
I can only speak for volleyball, but I know that there's more club sports available in that area, and
mm-hmm.
I think that helps because obviously the longer that you're playing a sport where it's year-round, where you're playing club and you're playing high school, you have the opportunity to get better and to be seen by those college coaches and be recruited. And
has that improved, you noticed, since your 4 years when you go back and see play
I haven't
more?
Been able to watch a ton of like high school, but I know that there's like clubs that are like fairly local.
So yeah, so it's not like you have to go to an A5 and travel far.
A5 like semi, like there's kind of one down there, local, honestly.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah, there's like A5 South, which is kind of like, I mean, it's not local, but it's a lot more local than like Alpharetta.
But it, like, you don't have to go to Alpharetta or even Metro Atlanta anymore,
right,
to find competition and play during the summers.
Right.
So it seems like it's better than the market than when you were there.
100%.
Yeah, good. And now you have Oregon coming up here and in Utah. What have you noticed so far from Oregon, and what is the team working on right now to get better at to prepare for this first round game?
Right now, I think we're just leaving it up to the coaches. They're going to give us a good scouting report, and we're just going to continue to just come in day after day and just practice and work to get better.